you very much for calling. How may I help you?
What is the name of this company? Is this a publishing company?
Yes, this is a publishing company.
Okay, and the name? And the name?
Name is Known Book Writing.
I can't hear you. What?
It is Known Book Writing. May I know what you're looking for?
Gnome. Oh, I see. Well, first of all, listen, I just want to make a suggestion. You're having a Halloween big sale for 50% discount.
Yes.
I think that's passed. If I could just kind of gently, sweetly, with joy, laughter, and fun in my speech. Where are y'all located?
We're located in New York City.
New York City?
Yeah, so are you looking for the discounts?
Okay, first one thing.
Uh-huh.
I need more coffee. You need to speak louder, and you're speaking
okay.
in NASCAR verbal speed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, aren't you proud of that, that you know that you can compete with NASCAR? I'm sorry, I'm just silly today because I have so much to do. Where in New York City are y'all located?
I can't hear you, ma'am. Do you want me to...
Where in New York City are you... What?
I said, could you hold on so I can get you connected with the concerned department? They can help you better.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, thank you so much for calling Known Book Writing. How can I help?
Hi, my name is Sheila Armstrong, and I'm looking for a book publisher. Do y'all publish books?
Yes, absolutely. We are actually a one-stop shop, so if you want writing, publishing, marketing, or any other thing that related to an author done, we can totally do that for you.
Okay, are you in New York City?
Yes, we're located in New York City.
I love y'all. I love New Yorkers. You're quick, you're generous, you're friendly, you get things done, and you never touch anybody in Times Square on Friday or Saturday night. I don't know how y'all do it.
Oh, we don't know.
Did you know that?
I guess we're just used to it. But then again, if we go over to California or like Texas, it's just so empty. It's so very empty for us. It feels like nothing's going on.
Well, I will tell you, I'm in Houston, Texas, and I will say this, that we have a lot of activity, but see, we were the largest state in the union for a very long time, and we're spread out. But I will say this, that I am a best-selling author published by Barnes & Noble for 16 years,
amazing.
And now what I want to do, I'm sorry, what?
That was amazing. Totally impressed to hear that.
Well, it was so stupid, but God says that we make mistakes and don't chastise ourselves. Be happy for what we have and move it. Go on. Get with it. Because I asked for my rights back.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
What... And I love the word gnome because that's taken from Irish, right?
As in the garden gnomes, because, you know, they are known to tell stories over you know.
Oh, my God. Oh, my darling, now let me be telling you. We're Kennedys from Tipperary, Ireland, so this is, oh.
Absolutely.
Excuse me.
Absolutely.
Okay, first of all, what is your name? Just your first name. That's
Tris.
All I need. Just what is it?
Tris. T-R-I-S. Tris.
Tris. Okay. Tris. This is what I want to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to have my own business. But
okay.
What I've been doing is working with Disney and Channel 13 and Rotarians and making movies. And
mm-hmm.
we've won 6 Remy Awards from World Fest International Film Competition. And
wow.
Right before the Houston Independent School District closed down, there
mm-hmm.
were 74 countries. And the reason why I make movies, it's of book distributions to the immigrants here in Houston and surrounding areas of how we help them learn to read starting at age 4,
mm-hmm.
and then they teach their parents and grandparents to speak and read English, and they get better paying jobs. That's what I've been doing as a non-paid volunteer under First Book in Washington, D.C. Now, I want to make a lot of money. But also, I'm an educator, but I have devoted 10 years of my
mm-hmm.
life to this already.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to tell you what is needed. What is needed is I'm going to cut down the book that I am going to have published,
mm-hmm.
and it'll have drawings, it'll have charts, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want it to do is what I did with Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm.
With my website, with Barnes & Noble, it explains who I was and why I wrote the book. It's a little book of etiquette, tips on socially correct dining.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it for men, 25,000 radio interviews, and only 2 women called. And it was, it helped a lot of men. Now, I want to be able to have my website. Click on y'all's receiver. I don't know
mm-hmm.
the technical terms, but
mm-hmm.
it goes to y'all. You
mm-hmm.
take the order. You take the money.
Mm-hmm.
You ship it out, and then you send me what amount we agree upon. Is that the service y'all offer?
So here's the thing. In that case, I would personally suggest you, because we do print on demand, right? And by print on
demand, let me just say this.
Sure.
Scream at me and talk slower, okay?
Okay, for sure. Absolutely. So basically, we do print on demand. By print on demand, I mean we print about 100 to 500 to 1,000 copies. We ship that over to you, and then you take care of the actual distribution. Because in current times, the only companies that are taking care of, you know, taking orders and delivering them individually and sending you your profits is online libraries, online distributors, such as Barnes & Noble or Amazon, and there's tons of other websites. But we can check out other websites and get your book published there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, I know. I used to attend all those book shows in New York City,
mm-hmm.
and Javits Square. Is that it?
Yep.
Javits Square. Yeah. And it was 14 years ago for the
mm-hmm.
Book Expo. A man said, "If you have an e-book
mm-hmm.
or place it on a really big company for it to be ordered individually or in the thousands,
yeah.
that book will be stolen within an hour from China, from India, and Mexico. Within an hour."
Let me tell you something. We actually make sure of privacy and confidentiality. We have contracts within our writers, within you, within the company, within every single client signed with us. We have contracts, and those contracts are actually legally binding globally, not just in the States. So,
okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What if I give, because we're just brainstorming, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what if I call and put in an order for 500 books, and then
for 500
and then I,
printed copies, you mean?
What?
500 printed copies, you mean, right? Of one.
Yes,
book.
Thank you for helping me say it correctly. No. Okay, so I call in, I pay for the books, and I have them shipped, 500 printed copies to a school.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So can I do that multiple times?
Yeah, you can do that as many times as you want. You come in one time, you get 100 copies printed, then the next time you want 500, we can do that. And the next time you want 1,000, we can still do that. Then the next time after the 1,000, you want 100.
Okay,
more,
but what I'm saying is that you will ship them to the address that I tell you that is
yes,
that
we will
has
ship
ordered
them to the address for that.
I will
order
ship them, or you? No. Backtrack. When I say okay, this is Sheila Armstrong. Okay, I'm ordering 500 books.
Yeah.
Here's the payment for the books, and I want them shipped to this address in New York City.
Yeah, absolutely. So if the first time you're coming in and you're asking for a New York address, we'll get it shipped and printed and shipped to you in New York. If the next time you're coming in and you're asking for a Pennsylvania address, let's say, we'll do that there. If you're asking for a Texas address the next time, we'll ship them there. So every order is completely individual. You can ask for a specific number of books, a specific address.
Oh, sweet Jesus. This is the solution.
Yeah?
This is the solution. I'm excited. One thing I'm excited about is that you have a darn personality. You're a professor. You're patient. And you're brilliant, because I've been trying to figure out how to make this work. And it's not about me. It's about the book and the information. It's never about us individuals that do good for others. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
Now, we have found a solution.
We are the solution.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay, Trish.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, man. Okay. So I'm going to be taking orders on my website.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to be doing. And then in turn, I will call y'all, or if you have to have me print it out. What is the process? Let's just say 100 books for St. Anne's School, okay, here in Houston, Texas.
Okay. How many pages is the book?
Okay, it's about 120 pages.
120 pages. Is it a paperback or is it hardcover?
Well, it's paperback, but it has a finished plastic on it.
Okay, yeah. And what is,
what is that called? I'm sorry, what?
What is the size of the book?
It's 5x7.
5x7. All right. Give me 1 second. Let me put that up on a calculator. Stay with me, please.
Okay. Can you tell me, it's paperback, but it has a plastic cover. What is that plastic cover called?
Well, that's just a specific kind of a print, honestly. I don't know the exact name for that kind of a print, but I understand what you're talking about. Our back-end warehouse services actually are the ones that take care of it. We just put the order in, so they know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll be quiet.
All right. No worries. Stay with me online. I'll be here back in a second, right?
Sure.
Thank you. Sheila, are you with me?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for staying online. I have a question. What is your budget exactly for, let's say, if you want to get 100 books printed and shipped? What is your budget for that?
Well, what I would do is I would have the purchaser pay that amount of money. Mm-hmm. And see, what I would do is I have to pay, I would have to pay shipping, handling, and taxes at the cost of the book. So I will have to collect those monies plus a small amount of profit, because the more I sell, I'm not interested in just a few really expensive books. I want to get this out, educate, et cetera. So, so what is going to happen is all expenses will be paid by the purchaser. It'll be paid by St. Anne's School.
Yeah.
And it will involve the cost of it, the shipping, the taxes, et cetera. So, and then in turn, you will tell me how much it will cost to ship it to that entity, New York City. I'm going to do New York City first. Yep. That's my goal, because I love y'all so much.
For sure, absolutely.
So, but then see, everything, I'm real persnickety like you are. So all expenses paid by the purchaser. Yep.
Okay, so in that case, I would personally suggest you to keep the book at a retail of about $17 to $19, because the printing and the shipping cost, all of it included, is going to come up to about $9.17 per book.
Okay, how much?
$9.17 per book. So we're talking for 100 books, it'll be $920.
Right. And then also the taxes and everything.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yes. All right.
You can put it up as a retail for $17 to $19 so that it actually yields you profit.
Yeah, $17, because that people say, wow, it's not even $20. But by the time you add on taxes, then it'll be about about $2 more.
Yeah. No, it's just around $20. It's going to be around the safe $20 mark.
Yeah, very good. All right, this is what I'd like for you to do.
Okay.
Is I'm having trouble with my Mac Laptop Pro. I don't know.
Always.
I don't, because it says this thing. Would you send me an email, and I'm going to give you some information, because this is a done deal now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the reason why is because gnomes, Irish, your patience, your professionalism, and your happiness. You know, it's just because you've all had some really bad weather up there this winter.
Yeah.
I keep track of New York City and Teterboro.
Yeah.
So, well, God bless you. All right, my email address when you're ready.
I'm ready. Go for it.
For F-O-R, it's not the number, it's just F-O-R, Armstrong, at Yahoo. And my name is Sheila, S-H-E-I-L-A, Armstrong. It was published with Barnes & Noble, it was Sheila Long, but I was married, so I retrieved my maiden name.
Your cell phone, go ahead.
Okay, my cell is 832-756-6700. Now, with the back office, will there be any discussion about how many books I am ordering for different locations?
Well, it will be a separate order for everything, so it will be put in a separate order. So the shipping and everything of that order is going to be calculated separately.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's going to be okay with everyone.
Yeah, it will be totally fine with everyone. We've done it for multiple clients before.
Oh, thank you for telling me that. Okay, very good. All right. Oh,
I have a question, though. How soon do you want to start? Because if that's the case, I have to, inform the warehouses and the printing departments and everybody there.
I didn't hear the first part because I was coughing. What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to ask, how soon do you think you want to start? Because I have to pre-inform the printing department.
Of course. How many weeks are we looking at, or do you have any idea?
Well, it depends, actually. How soon do you want it?
I would really like to have it the beginning or middle of June.
Hello, I'm sorry. Your voice completely is cutting off.
Either the beginning or middle of June.
Okay, your voice is cutting out a lot. Could you repeat that one more time?
I understand. Okay, the beginning or middle of June.
In the middle of June. Oh, that's pretty soon, actually. That's pretty later on. If you start with us right now, we can actually get it printed and shipped over to you within 30 days.
30 days, so that's before the end of May.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, now, in what form? Is it a PDF?
Yes, it will be a PDF. You would have to submit us the final PDF, the finalized PDF of your book and the cover and other things, and we'll get that printed for you.
This is so exciting. Okay, let me get right on this. Now, to set things up, what is the initial cost?
Well, the initial cost has to be paid up front.
Sure.
So we can get started on the printing and everything and get it shipped immediately.
Okay. And how much is that?
Oh, that if you're going for the 100 books, 120 pages, the kind of cover that you requested, and 5x7 book size, that is going to be $920.
All right. Is it based on all of the specifics I gave you about the initial cost?
Yeah.
Okay. So if I have more pages, of course, it'll go up incrementally.
It will increase a bit if you have more pages.
Okay. All right. Now, how do I get in touch with you?
I'm sorry?
If I have questions, may I call you?
Yeah, you can absolutely call me. Give me 1 second.
All right, and your number?
Yes, absolutely. I'm just going to give you my personal number. Just stay with me 1 second. I just got a new number, and I don't remember it. I'm going to be very honest with you up here. Okay, are you ready?
Ready.
Great. 646?
646.
741?
741.
6704.
Wait, 6704. I'll repeat.
Yeah.
646-741-6704.
Correct.
And then is it appropriate for me? Were you going to send me an email with all the information?
I will be sending you the email with all of the information within the next 30 to 40 minutes.
Okay, if you are under
call
pressure,
me and
you
text me on that phone number at any point in time.
Okay,
because
I have a confession.
Yeah.
Mea culpa. I just don't have time to text because I'm working with three schools with thousands of children, getting them ready for a book distribution for their summer reading.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a challenge when you're dealing with children age 4 through the 5th grade that et cetera. So you can make it this afternoon or you can make it tomorrow, okay?
You can just drop me a text to call me now and, you know, make sure you mention your name there and I'll call you right then and there.
Okay, now what's your last – do I use your last name?
You can use my last name. It's Eaton, E-A-T-O-N.
C-E-A?
E-A-T-O-N.
Seaton.
No. E as in echo, A-T-O-N.
Oh, Eaton.
Yes.
Okay, Eaton. Okay, got it. I'm going to call you on my cell phone, okay?
Okay.
And it'll be the 832-756-6700 number.
That's the company line. The number, the 646 is my number.
Okay, the six what?
The 646 is my number.
Oh, okay. All right, but that, okay, thank you. All right, we're getting this done. Okay, I'm going to hang up now.
All right, for sure. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.